The Lord is with us, heart dwellers. He's guiding us, He's blessing us, and He's providing for us in so many different ways, especially the anointing. So today is November the 18th, 2015, and I want to share with you just a little bit of my heart. We were able to provide a wood stove for a single mother out on the mesa. And as I've told you before, mesa living conditions are third world living conditions. Houses made out of pallets, stacked up cars, or living in broken down trailers or old buses with children. No water, no electricity. It's just unbelievable. Very, very difficult conditions. And a lot of them have come out of drug situations. Mothers that don't even know who their fathers were, heavily involved in all kinds of drugs. And they're just trying to eke out a living out there and be away from the persecution of normal people, as they see it. Anyway, we were able to provide a wood stove for this mother, and she sent us a very sweet little thank you note telling us how she had prayed to the universe to send her one. She was building an extra room onto her little trailer, and she had prayed to the universe that the universe would send her heat because she didn't have any heat. I was just in tears. And she doesn't know you, Lord. It's just unbelievable. She thinks that it's a handful of stars and a black void that's responsible for blessing her. And it just tore my heart up to see what she was thinking, you know, and it's haunted me for 3 days now, ever since I got her note. It hurts too much to think that this woman is without you, Lord. Here she's praying to the universe or God or whoever's out there. And all the while, you're looking down upon her with such love and compassion. You're there by her side, and she doesn't even know who you are. You've heard every cry of her heart, and you've laid out a banquet for her every step, and she hasn't a clue who you are. How can I just sit here in my comfy house and ignore this kind of desperation? So I ask the Lord, please speak to me. I ache inside. Please don't let me be thrown off course from the ones you want me to reach. And he began, oh, my love, my tender-hearted one, I see the desire of your heart. Have I not put it there? Ask of me, and I will give you the heathen as your inheritance. I said, yes, Lord, please give me the heathen for my inheritance. But this is a tortuous task, he continues, not an easy call. You must follow in my footsteps and not move out on your own. There's much at stake, Claire. Little souls, so very, very little, marginalized, forsaken, abandoned, and of no account to anyone, yet full of sweetness and much innocence. Unfit for the world, not always out of lack, but out of purity of heart and wisdom, they shun all the things of the world, not just out of bitterness, but out of the emptiness they see in the world. But if you are to minister to them, you cannot be worldly, not even in the least. They're looking for the rugged gospel, not the shiny, squeaky, clean thing for sale in the marketplaces. You have this in your heart. It is there, a little buried under a pile of worldly rubble, but not impossible to get to. Understand these feelings arising in your heart are a result of the movement of my grace and the messages I've been giving you. You too can reach out, but only as I direct you. I don't even know where to start, Lord. He replied, you have the messages for formation. What is missing is the invitation. Yes, the invitation. They must be invited. Leave it in my hands for the moment and let me give you the message for today. My people, many among you are called to minister to the lost. I've held you back for many, many years, intentionally. You've suffered greatly at the hands of the church and people who claimed to know me, but did not follow my ways. You have seen through the facades, the Hollywood productions, the cliques, the favored ones in the church. You've been passed over many, many times for those who look shiny and clean, but did not have my heart. Is it not written in my word, I will give you shepherds after my own heart? You are the ones I've been perfecting in this calling. I have given you the tools and understanding to reach the lost for me, not for a church, not for a denomination, not for organized religion at all. No, you are heart dwellers, souls who have rested their heads upon my bosom and understand my little ways of love. I have been preparing you. I have given you the perspective on the rapture that I wish for you to have. You know that you are to proceed with all that is in your heart, with not even a glance towards the clock. When it strikes the midnight hour, you'll know it. Until then, your focus is to be on those around you. What I have begun in you, I will bring to completion. It is not for you to know when you'll be perfected in your calling. It is only for you to follow your hearts. I have spent much time uncovering your hearts that were constricted by the thorns of worldliness. You have seen firsthand conviction of your involvements in Babylon and Egypt. You have experienced firsthand my love for you that is beyond all reckoning or explanation. We truly are one. I have given you the mandate to reach out to others, not with religion, but with my love, my intimate and growing presence in your lives and the lives of those you are to touch. So this is the season to set your eyes upon the lost, confused, and forlorn. It is a truth that tax collectors and prostitutes and the like will enter heaven before the Pharisees of your day, those trained in business, not intimate fellowship with me. I have called you before the foundation of the world. I have knit you together in your mother's womb, according to my purposes. And I am now uncovering that purpose to you, to ponder and prepare your hearts for action. I'm not speaking of a high-profile revival. I'm speaking of a hidden revival, without the fluff and the Hollywood hoopla. Rather, something deep and individual, deep calling into deep, emptiness and longing responding to the living waters of my heart flowing through you. This calling must spring from intimacy and fellowship with me. It cannot spring from any human motive or device. It must be pure love and action, with no admixture of the world, done in a way contrary to worldly prudence, one by one by one. As I point these little ones out to you, I want you to come to me and wait on my direction as to how to reach them. Initially, yes, step forward with simple gestures of love, but then bring them before me in your worship and prayer time and wait on my counsel as to how and when to serve up these living waters. You have a wellspring of materials for formation on this channel that you can constantly point them to in holy wisdom. Become familiar with the teachings I have given here and use them to help these little ones be drawn into my heart. I waited a long time in preparation for you to obtain that deep desire of your heart. Yes, I have waited. And now in the time left to you, go out and love. Love your brother as you love yourself. Answer their questions. Calm their fears. Convince them of their beauty before me. Educate them on the ways of the serpent. They will be continually opposed. But as you teach them both my ways and the ways of the evil ones, they will be victorious and stand born anew in the love they have always longed for, but never dreamed possible. Walk hand in hand with one another. Use this channel as a support system. All of you have been brought together because of your sincerity of heart, and because you have been heart dwellers for a long time. Understand, heart dwellers is not a name used to identify you with a movement. It's not a new thing. No, heart dwellers is merely a statement of who you are and who you have been in me for a very long time. Those of you who are bound to the home for health reasons, you are amongst my most powerful game changers in the lives of the lost. Your prayers are the engine behind the forward motion of those whose feet bring the gospel of love. You can pray, write letters, and stand in my love like a lighthouse in the storm, shedding your beacon of hope over all the stormy seas of this world. You are indeed my generals and chosen ones to carry the cross I intended for you when I said, "Pick up your cross and follow me." So now I've given you my mandate of love. Come before me with each soul in littleness and meekness. Bring them before me and wait on my instruction and anointing. Do nothing on your own. Keep your focus little, one by one by one, and you will not be tempted to be overwhelmed or fall into vainglory. Just love one at a time. One step of love here, one step of love there, and you will see how I will come forth and blossom in you. Put all your reliance on me, and when things seem impossible, confess, "Jesus, I trust in you." Well, heart dwellers, this message is kind of caught me by surprise, but I've also had a sense of fullness, in the sense that the Lord has taught us a great deal. He's given us so much. And you know, you can sit and receive and listen and listen and listen and turn into a fossil sitting and listening. Or you can sit and listen and receive everything you need and then take it out and share it with others. And that's where the church goes wrong, because churches tend to teach and teach and teach and hold everyone at bay as far as their own personal ministries go. What I've seen happen is people become super saturated with all kinds of teaching, but they're not letting it flow out from them. It's getting all stopped up and turning into stagnant water. So we've had really a good grounding from the Lord in these last few months on how to behave, how to live in the world, how to prepare for heaven and the rapture. And I think we have a lot to share at this point. And I've been a little concerned lately that we might be a little too interior, too closed, and not using what we've been given is a surefire answer to lukewarmness. I mean, it will happen overnight, because you become glutted on something and you know all the things, but you're not really doing anything with it. So in retrospect, I was thinking about this even as I was recording, and I was thinking, you know, the Lord's not asking for a lot here. He's not asking for any big door-to-door mission or anything like that. What he's asking is, recognize a soul that is lonely, broken, and hurting. Recognize a soul that's been marginalized, a soul that needs him. Recognize that. And reach out to them in charity. And then take that soul into your prayer closet and your worship time and ask the Lord, "How do I approach this soul? What can I do for them?" And then start sharing as he allows. And I was surprised today. We had a teenage girl who's 16, been treated for a problem with her spleen. And she shocked me. She pulled out her, she started talking about her rhemas and how she gets 3 readings from the Bible Promise book every night from the Lord, and how he's been teaching her about patience because the treatments have made her feel miserable. And she meditates on those scriptures and ponders them, and they give her strength. And this is something that I taught her probably a good 8 months ago when they asked us to come over and exercise their house because they had things flying across the room and all kinds of demonic manifestations, appearances of different things, lights going on and off and things moving. And anyway, we exercised their house and I gave them some pointers on how to keep their hearts clean before the Lord and not open any doors, you know, especially with the media, how the enemy can get in so easily. And she took all of this to heart, and ever since that time, she's been on our channel listening, and she's been using the Bible Promises for Ramas every day, and she's 16 years old. And I'm just amazed. Now, this was just a little act of kindness on our part. We went over there to exercise their house and because that's what their need was. And while we were at it, we shared the Bible Promises with them. They're Catholic. They're a Catholic family. So some of these concepts are really new to them. And there's fruit there, guys. There's a growing relationship with the Lord just from that little outreach that we made with them. And teaching somebody the Bible Promises is really a wonderful way to get them engaged with the Lord, because every time they open that Bible Promises and they read it, the anointing comes out in a word and they realize, oh my goodness, God is with me. God cares. He actually understands my situation and he's paying attention to me. I mean, this really amazes people, and it makes the Lord so real to them, especially ones that have never known him before on that level. So just that little act has made an impression and has spread, and she's sharing that with her peers. Now, as we were speaking here, I had to answer an email that popped up, and how amazing. Lana Vosser, who is a prophetess that I really respect, just put out a new teaching, actually a new prophecy. The Lord shows her things in the Spirit and she fleshes them out for us. And she says here, a shift is happening into greater divine upgrades. She uses that word a lot. Basically, she was saying the Lord is having us step into areas of breakthrough that are bigger than what we realize. Some of us have stepped into areas where fear and intimidation has been screaming at them on every side. I saw Jesus calling his people to a threshold. In order to cross the threshold, they had to take up his hand and step off the edge, and the next step wasn't highlighted yet. Wow, that'd be like stepping into the darkness. An even deeper level of trust was the currency to crossing over to this new threshold. And as the people of God took his hand in faith, trusting in his goodness and his faithfulness, and stepped out, a shift was instantly activated, a shift into greater divine upgrades. Not only were their dreams being upgraded, promises of God added to with greater increase, explosive breakthroughs in little areas of their lives, upgrades happening in the natural all around them as a prophetic symbol of what was happening in the Spirit. As I wondered about this divine upgrade, I was suddenly filled with the sense of the people of God taking a greater step further into their inheritance. Isn't that amazing? The Lord just said, ask of me to give you the heathen for your inheritance. He just asked me to do that, and I asked for it. That's in this very video. She continues, he's marked out our inheritance ahead of time, putting us in the front of line, honoring those he loves. As the people of God were stepping into greater levels of upgrade, I saw Jesus standing before them, and I heard him say, enjoy and deploy. And a sudden new positioning of the people of God was taking place. They were being deployed for action. When I asked Jesus what the action was, he looked at me with a great smile and beaming joy, and he spoke, love in action. Wow, guys, love in action. And that there were divine upgrades being released all across the body of Christ as the people of God move forward in faith and deep trust in Him. They're being given more, and the Lord wants His people to enjoy what He's releasing to them and to have joy in what their good Papa is releasing over their lives, but to also recognize that these upgrades are coming with strategic positioning to release His love in action. Wow. Isn't that just what I was talking about? And the Spirit, the radical love of God, was beginning to spread into towns, cities, nations, and the world in a radical way. Through this greater handout from heaven, I am reaching my hand further out to the world, he said. Keep walking with him, for the Lord is moving his people into greater upgrades. He's reaching his hand further out into your life, bringing increase. And through you, he is reaching his hand further out to release the revelation of his love to those around you and to those in the world. Wow. You are taking a strategic place right now. Trust him. It may not look how you expect it to, but there's a divine upgrade before you. Not only will you enjoy a deeper revelation of seeing his goodness in the land of the living, Psalm 27:13, but that this is also bigger than you. He is reaching out through you to release his love in a new and more powerful way than you've ever seen before. Wow. So just as Lana Vosser had released this, here we are releasing another message from the Lord about love in action. And I just wanted to wrap this up and say, so basically the Lord's not asking for any big whoop-de-doo here. He's asking that we are sensitive and look for people who need him. They're broken, or they're lonely, or they're hurting. They have no concept of God. They have no one to turn to. Look for someone who's hungry and hurting and reach out to them in love. And then take that person before the Lord in worship and ask the Lord, how do I bring them the gospel? How do you want me to approach this soul? Do whatever the Lord tells you to do, but remember, we have a wonderful resource in the Bible promises. You know, if you teach a person to fish, he can feed on that forever. So teaching him to fish rather than feeding him a fish is really important. And this particular technique with the Bible promises will really help them to sense his intimacy. But nevertheless, just follow your heart and what the Lord tells you to do with that person. Follow in his footsteps. Do just what he tells you to do. Have courage. Be encouraged. This is happening all around the world. It's little. It's hidden. It's meek and humble. It's not some great big movement, but it is the power of God coming down from heaven, working through you, and reaching out to others and bringing them to the Lord. God bless you, heart dwellers. The Lord is with us. This is the time and the season. Let's make this time before the rapture really count.